Such a cracking track. Miriam McCabe there with Patta Patta. We're joined on the line now by Disrupt Burrup Hub campaigner Jared Mazet. Jared, first of all, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
G'day, Alex. Good to be here.
So there was another dramatic action. I say another because it's the latest in a long series of, I have to say, very well organised, quite meticulously planned, it would seem, actions by Disrupt Burrup Hub. This morning, as I said at the top of our show, outside the offices of the National Offshore Petroleum Safety and Environmental Monitoring Authority, one of your campaigners, Marek Maz-Misiewicz, locked himself on in the back of a four-wheel drive directly outside that Perth office. And he said, and I quote, "The toxic proximity of the federal government regulator to the fossil fuel companies destroying culture and climate at Woodside's Burrup Hub is a clear sign of how embedded the fossil fuel industry is with the government offices that are supposed to regulate them." That's a reference to the fact that, and this is quite symbolic, I think, that NOPSEMA does share a building with some fossil fuel companies. So tell us about that. Tell us perhaps first of all what NOPSEMA is and why you're protesting against it.
Yeah, so NOPSEMA is the offshore oil and gas regulator. And their job supposedly is to regulate this industry, but in fact, it is basically to facilitate this industry. And just on Friday gone, they gave an approval to Woodside for some work in the ocean. The Friday before that, they gave Woodside approval to conduct seismic blasting off the coast of the Pilbara. That seismic blasting puts marine ecosystems at risk and also facilitates this giant fossil fuel project, which we don't need. They seem to have a habit of dropping their permits at 5 p.m. on a Friday when all the journos have knocked off for the weekend. And in the instance of the smart seismic blasting permit, Woodside's ship had been in the water for a couple of days, ready to go the very next day. And of course, that previous approval for that seismic blasting had been thrown out by the federal court because Woodside was deemed to not have properly consulted traditional custodians. So for NOPSEMA to kind of turn around, approve the same environmental plan, ready to go the next day, doesn't seem what you'd want from a supposedly independent regulator. That building that NOPSEMA's offices are in also houses the holding company for Woodside's Northwest Shelf expansions. That's the most polluting facility in Australia.
How lovely. How convenient.
How convenient, exactly. It also shares an office with Perdaman, which is the company which are building a urea plant on the Burrup Peninsula. At least three sacred rock art sites have been removed from the Burrup to make way for that plant. And out there at the moment, I live up in Karratha. I went for a drive out there last week. It's just heartbreaking to see the destruction that's been wrought for that fertiliser plant.
Sorry to interrupt there, Jared, but just coming back to the question of these approvals being made by NOPSEMA, and I don't unfortunately have the detail right in front of me. I haven't had much time to do any research for this interview, but certainly my understanding is that the more general Environmental Protection Authority has given fast track, or at least what seems like fast track approvals for aspects of the Burrup Hub Peninsula development. So can you talk more generally to why it seems there is, let's say, a fig leaf of any real, authentic, legitimate regulation being adopted by these monitoring agencies? And I think we can sort of speculate pretty on safe grounds that there's political fast-tracking, it would seem, of some of these regulatory approvals.
Yeah, I think there's no doubt about that. I think that, we live in a captured state. We see this situation where Woodside and companies like Woodside can basically get whatever they want. We see Mark McGowan's been given, I think, 3 board positions with resources companies since he left politics.
Oh, well, sorry again to interrupt, but Jared, but as one of our other guests on the show today, Christy Kane, pointed out, and we had a bit of a laugh about it, he's just tired, Jared. I'm sure it's just, it's just a coincidence that 5 minutes later he gets those jobs.
Yeah, no energy to do anything else but to profit off the ongoing destruction of climate and, what I would call crimes against humanity being perpetrated by the fossil fuel industry. So, I think there's that aspect to it. There's also political donations, which is one aspect to it. There's also just kind of, the culture that we have surrounding these things. And of course, Woodside does everything it can to insert itself into public life in Western Australia. And, you know, it was revealed recently that, you know, Mark McGowan was placing calls with the EPA telling them what they should and shouldn't do when he was Premier. So, these independent bodies, sadly, just are nothing but...
Are independent in name only. And what you've just revealed there is direct evidence, isn't it, of political interference with, as we say, an ostensibly independent regulatory agency. We'll have to wrap it up, Jerry, but just coming back to the action itself, you know, pretty heroic stuff. I don't know whether the gentleman was arrested in the end, but can you tell us just briefly about, you know, sort of the action and how successful it was, and I guess how it ended as well?
Yeah, so Maz blocked that kind of two lanes there for quite a period of time, you know, blocked access to that building and caused a bit of traffic disruption. He was cut off a little while ago, and he's been taken into custody. He looked like he was doing pretty well, and yeah, good on him. I just, you know, want to say that what he's done is a brave thing, but you know, when we look at what we're facing, the situation where we're in, he's been called to step up, and he's done it. So yeah, hats off to him.
Jared Mazza from Disrupt Burrup Pub, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for having us.